Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
McCarran Farm Talk recently visited with Reed Christofferson of the South Dakota Wheat Commission.
Give us a harvest update for South Dakota.
Well, I think you've summed it up well. Winter wheat harvest wrapped up quite a while ago, and spring wheat harvest, there were some in the Sisseton area that just wrapped up this week. So it some of these very, very late planted fields with the wet conditions that they had earlier this year finally allowed them to get in. So I think we're probably at the end of this week calling harvest complete, and now we're shifting gears and focused upon seeding of winter wheat already.
Yeah, isn't that something? The combines, though, yield monitor, I know guys don't like to give out much, but did we have disappointing yields, or were guys pretty happy?
I think for the most part, as we met yesterday with the South Dakota Wheat Commission and had the opportunity to get input from our commissioners that come from a variety of areas in the state, if anything, I think producers were pleasantly surprised at maybe what they found when they got out into the fields. Winter wheat was especially a stronger crop for us this year. The timing was just a little better in relation to the heat. Certainly, that 55 bushel estimate from the USDA NASS, I think, will be realized by most people. And but as we look at certainly some fields, 60, 80, 90, 100 plus wasn't unusual. Saw a report just today from one of the custom harvesters that they had cut a 97 bushel field of winter wheat in South Dakota this year. So winter wheat looked good. Spring wheat dropped off a bit. Just that heat hit it at the wrong time. And but even some of the areas that were the driest were pleasantly surprised at what was in there. So
now, disease, any fusarium or scab or anything like that pop up because of that heat and humidity in July?
Yeah, no real reports on any scab or fusarium head blight, but we did have some ergot, especially in the center portion of the state. Seemed like it might have been tied a little bit more to some varieties that had a longer and later flowering period, maybe just had an exposure at the wrong time. So they're working with their local elevators. Some of that either was discounted or maybe they took it back home, and we'll deal with some cleaning of that as you know, the workload permits later this year or so. So ultimately, if there was good wheat, just need to take care of some of those limited conditions.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was my next question. Did guys haul it to town, which is often the case, or is it in the bin waiting for higher prices to return?
Well, I think there's probably a little bit of both. And in many cases, it's gone into the bin just because of the extreme haul distance, maybe from that bin site to the terminal or the elevator. So the easiest way to take it is to the bin first and then deal with it as time permits.
Now, you had a 7% increase in spring wheat acres from last year, a 4% increase in winter wheat acreage from last year. And it's a ballpark estimate, but what did the commissioners tell you yesterday? Do you kind of get the sense that wheat was profitable and good to grow and a great rotation crop? Do you see another increase in 2023 of wheat acres in South Dakota?
Well, some of the initial reports actually were favorable. In some cases, they're waiting to maybe see if they're going to get that rain. All of a sudden, the water kind of shut off in South Dakota, and they've gotten extremely dry, and some are maybe waiting to see just what the conditions are going to allow for here over the next month. Other areas that got a little shot of rain here in the last month, some optimism is there. Cedars have started. USDA NASS is already reporting about 2% of the winter wheat seeded, but usually it's about 15th of September before we start seeing large-scale planting operations.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.